Quote, in the words of the Superior Nagarjuna, if you wish to attain the unsurpassed enlightenment for yourself and the world, the root is generation of an altruistic thought that is stable and firm like a mountain, an all-embracing compassion, and a transcendent wisdom free of duality. End of quote. Those of us who desire happiness for others and ourselves, temporarily and in the long term, should be motivated to attain the omniscient state. Compassion, altruistic thought, and the perfect view are the fundamentals and lifeblood of the path to highest enlightenment. At this juncture, we have faith in the doctrine of Lord Buddha and have access to his teachings. We are free from the major obstacles and have met the contributory factors such that we can study the vast and profound aspects of Buddha's teaching, contemplate their contents, and meditate on their meaning. We must therefore use all these opportunities so that we won't have cause for regret in the future, and so that we don't prove unkind to ourselves. What Kadam Geshe Tsongpoa has said strikes at the central theme. This verse greatly moves me from the very heart. Quote, teaching and listening are proper when they are beneficial to the mind. Controlled and disciplined behavior is the sign of having heard teachings. Afflictions are reduced as a sign of meditation. A yogi is the one who understands reality. End of quote.